I went straight to the Great Western Railway. Followed my granddad, my brother, my dad, my uncles, you know, because that's where you went. There's no, you know, what job can I do? You know, obviously, you just went in there and that was it. Didn't have a choice. And, yeah. And I was rivet hotting for 2 years, which was an awful job. But I knew what rivets are that make, you know, they build with it, which hold things together. Mm. You know what I mean? Metal. Like ships, you see them all the way along in rows, and, you know. So I used to get these rivets white hot, and I used to throw them a guy, used to catch them. Then they used to put it in the hole, and there was a guy with a rivet thing going on the other side, and I'd have been, like my brother can hardly hear now, I'd have been stone deaf, because it's so noisy, you know. He didn't have any protection at all. I used to go with the cap on, and you know, that was it. And I got sparks flying out the fire and going in my boots. And then, you know, you didn't care about it. Now you'd probably have to have a leather apron and a, I don't know, a special hat. And when you're a hat, you know. But now, then, you know, proper gloves. And,
what did the men catch them with? Who were catchers?
So? Yeah, they had a big glove or a, you know, or a tin thing. I can't remember. They're a dolly holder. They were called it a dolly holder or something. Really silly name. Yeah.
Have you seen Stanley Spencer's Clydeside?
Yeah, I recognise that a lot.
Yeah.
For how I was, you know. But the second, after 2 years, I went, 2 years I did signwriting, you know, on the wagons. So it was the lowest form, but, you know, it was numbers and names and where they were going. And, you know, so the first thing you did was stencil. Then you got into going over, you know, restoring lettering that was already there. You know, then by the end you're just doing the lettering straight off.